And I want to tell you, I was last Friday, I started to get the flu. And I fought it, and I won. I never got it. I kept it at the door. I started to get that terrible sore throat you get, which goes down into your bronchial tubes, and you start to cough and hack, and your sinuses go. But I got the Allicin C out. This is not a commercial. It's just a fact. And I took, I think, 6 or 8 the first day, and then I took four to six for 2 days after. And it backed it right down, and I still have the maybe 3% left. That's it. But it never got me. And that was a real blessing, because it's a bad flu. So if you're worried about that, get some Allicin C, get a bottle, put it in your medicine chest or your dresser drawer, whatever. So you've got it there. If you do start to get, as soon as you start to feel, I'm getting sick, that's when you take it. Ideally, you should take it beforehand, but it's hard for people to do that. So there you go. Now, Madeline Gerwick is here, and the phone number is, it hasn't changed, 844-769-2944. And we've got lines already full of people. Do you want to do anything else, Madeline, before we take a call?
Yes, I want to tell people that I'm going to be speaking at East West Bookshop in Seattle on January 20th from 3 to 4:30. I'm going to be doing What's Up in 2018 Astrology Forecast, and I'm going to be recording that so that your listeners who aren't in Seattle can hear it too. It'll be on my website, available shortly after that.
All right,
date.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
And then,
well,
I do,
that,
if we can take
give me the date.
Yeah, it's January 20th.
Okay.
That's a Saturday. It's 3 o'clock to 4:30 p.m.
All right.
And it's at East West Bookshop in Seattle.
That's right next door to the North South Bookshop, isn't it?
The North South? No. But, yeah, it's something like that. Above Whole Foods.
Okay.
But I will be making it available on my website, too. So.
Very good. All right.
And then if I can just mention a couple of quick things, which I'll go into in my talk quite a bit more about the year. We still have that USA revolution occurring, particularly now through April. And then we have the cycle for surprising or shocking news, particularly this month through about halfway through February. So we could hear some very shocking news this month.
Well, does that that includes war, an attack on North Korea? That includes
it's not impossible, but
or President Pence?
I doubt that. No, that'll never happen. Remember, Trump's inauguration chart was very protected.
Right.
Yeah. So they're not going to get him out. But also, Uranus is going to go into Taurus this year. And just as a heads up for your people, that suggests that the financial system is going to change dramatically. And so that's it happens temporarily this year, May 15th until November 6th. So we could see some reorganization of the debt. Of course, we're going to see a big change in the Fed. We could see a big change in the U.S. dollar. These are all possible big deals, huge deals. Uranus is the radical change maker, and Taurus represents the financial system. So we'll see what happens there. It's definitely a big possibility.
Okay.
So just a few things to keep in mind. It's not a great time to own U.S. Treasury notes, right?
We didn't even talk about Bitcoin and the other cryptos.
You're right. We haven't even had a chance to do that. But yeah, that's right.
Well, we will see. All right, let's go to the phones and welcome to this program, our first program with Madeline in 2018, Mahara in Arizona. Mahara. I hope I said that right. Did I?
Yes, you did, Jeff. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in.
I want to say one thing to you, that you have taught me a lot of things over the years. And it's kind of lonely when you understand things and other people do not. And I just want to give you a big thank you for all the education.
Thank you for saying that. You know, it isn't me. It's just the information that I try to present, the reality of what we're facing. And people like you have to make their own decisions. And when you make those decisions, sometimes it does cut you off from a more normal, shall we say, life with others, because they don't want to hear it. They really don't have the facilities, many of them, to process that kind of data. So it is a little lonely, and I understand completely what you're saying. But I'm glad that you're out there. It matters. So thank you. Okay.
It does matter. Hi, Madeline. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How can I help you today?
Well, do you want my question first or my information first?
Oh, why don't you give me your information, and then I'll put it into the computer while you're asking me your question.
Okay, August 13, 1959. First time is 1 p.m.
1 p.m. exactly?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And birth city is Nanaimo, B.C., Canada.
Okay. And spell Nanaimo for me. N-A-I-N.
No. N-A-N.
M. Yeah.
Oh, N-A-N.
No.
Right. A-I-M-O.
N-A-N. Yeah. It's not too far from you, Madeline.
No, I know. I've been there. I just can't spell it.
So it's what is the name of it again, Madeline?
Nanaimo. It's up in B.C. on the Vancouver Island.
Okay, so it does have an M at the end. Nanaimo. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
So what's your question?
My question is, I've recently moved here to Arizona. I've been kind of wandering around for a number of years looking for a place to call home. And I have a good job, a good profession, and I'm thinking of, well, very seriously thinking of starting my own business and just merging on out of working for someone and working for myself. How does that work for me now?
Actually, that looks pretty good. You're right at the, what I call the hairy edge of a new growth cycle. The growth cycles last 12 years, so you're almost there. Maybe in another few weeks or a month, it'll be there. You're going to have basically 12 years to unfold this, and so starting a new company is a definite possibility in terms of a totally different growth cycle. You see, you'd be starting on a different level. It's a different level of responsibility to be responsible for your own income and that sort of thing. Now, if you decide to do that, I would start your company. Contact me for a good date and time to start a company. That will make a big difference. And then, ideally you will start it this month or next month, depending on what your kind of business you're planning to start. But you definitely you're ready for a new start here, and you're ready to take some fortunate actions.
Right. Yeah, it's been a long haul and a lot of letting go and grabbing onto new things and kind of getting into myself and finding out who am I and what's my purpose here on this planet. And I've just reached a point, I think, of maturity where I just don't want to work for the man anymore. I want to work for me.
Good for you.
That's the way to go.
That's freedom.
Yeah, and you just had your second Saturn return, by the way. It just happened a week or so ago. So, that means you've been around the block twice, so to speak. And it only happens once every 29 years. But each time, it's like you graduate to a different level of responsibility. And so frequently, people at your age they get promoted in some way, they become recognized in some way for some achievement or something of that nature. Certainly starting your own business is a major step forward.
Let me say one thing, then we got to move on here, but Mahara, one of the most important things that any human, especially any American in this society and culture, can do is what you've already achieved, and that's to become essentially informed. You have a good grasp on what's going on the levels of deceit, deception, and on the benefits of knowing. And of course, there are burdens when you know as well, which you already discussed. So I think you're already a tremendous achiever, and keep it up, and may others find you that have the same baseline knowledge and you can share. That'll be fun for you.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you so much. Those are the sweetest words. And Madeline, thank you for coming on every month and giving what you give to us, because I love Jeff's show, and yours is one of my favorites.
Thank you.
Very nice. Thanks, Mahara. You take care. Okay. Very nice. All right. Let's go to Oklahoma and say hello to Barry. Hello, Barry. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Good show.
Thank you, sir. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to comment first that no matter how we look at the year, we've always got to just keep our local perspective of how things are going there first.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no place like home, Barry, right?
Well, and the more that we can keep our local situation in good energy, the better the whole country gets, you see. So that focus will extend if we can keep it on a positive note.
What do you do, Barry?
Yeah,
what's your line of work? What are you into?
I just left my line of work, which was in the alarm industry. I pretty much had enough of it, and
uh-huh.
I'm currently looking for another line of work.
Boy, talk about a field that's driven by a lot of paranoia, I guess, either above or below the surface. And worthy, because we are living in a very crime-oriented... You could do a program on that. That would be fun to do. On the whole idea of alarm systems, surveillance at home, protection, who needs it, how it can work, and how much you have to spend to have good protection. It's a good thing. But I can see where it sure would burn you out.
Yes. Would you like my information?
Yes, I would.
Okay, I'm May 8, 1963, Lawton, Oklahoma.
Tell me your birth time next.
About 5 o'clock p.m.
Okay. Do you know how far off that is with the about?
No, I was just told supper time.
Oh, I see. Okay,
supper time. Supper time in Oklahoma. That could be 4 or 5 o'clock.
Or six.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What location did you say you were born in?
Lawton.
Lawton, Oklahoma.
Is that Lawtten?
Lawghton, maybe.
Lawghton.
No, that's Lawton.
Oh, Lawton.
Oh, okay. We'll get it eventually. All right. Oklahoma. All right. So now, are you looking for a new line of work? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I have to tell you that if we had your correct birth time, that would help a lot. But if this time is remotely correct, there is a... you actually have probably been working in something related to homes, which, of course, is how to protect them. So that's kind of funny. This has other pieces to it, too, that you might be interested in. I don't know what else you may have investigated. But you have the ability to go through what I would say is kind of what I call being the detective. And so you have a sort of innate instinct to... get to the bottom of things. And that may be something that you want to investigate a little further. Now, do you do anything with either music or art or any...
No,
nothing
not
like that? Are you intuitive or psychic?
Somewhat, yes.
I would encourage you to start developing that further.
How do you do that, Madeline?
Well, there are different programs out there for intuitive development and or psychic training. Hmm. You know, Berkeley had a big program back in the day. I don't know who all has stuff. Are you still in Oklahoma?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You're still in Oklahoma. Yeah, I don't know.
There are many different kinds of psychic ability, and we might need to know what... Barry, what is your psychic ability? What do you feel you do that's a little unusual? What area?
It's more of an inner knowing, inner voice whenever
that's
I
right.
need it.
Yep.
So I get the picture now. When you'd go see a customer about a home surveillance system, you knew if they were going to be robbed or not. In advance, you had a sense.
It was more of a warning of a particular outcome being a forewarning is what it would be.
Uh-huh, but there was...
Yes.
It's very interesting that you had mentioned that. That's interesting.
Well,
that might have made the job even worse in a way.
It's kind of like he has like a little sort of angel sitting on his shoulder whispering in his ear. It's like that. He's got a very strong connection to the other side, you see. And so that's why I said you might want to consider that as a possibility.
So what kind of work should he be looking at? What kind of work should he be looking at?
Well, he's got some good abilities, either in the intuitive arts or the art world, but they're more related, I would say, to, you know, if I were you, I'd look at being a detective, which actually does need intuitive skills.
A private, in other words, a PI.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't have to be that. I mean, it can be just somebody who is following the trail of something that he's putting out, say, on YouTube, for example.
Should he be working for himself, or should he be looking for employment with a company or corporation?
Barry, let me ask you this. Are you comfortable enough with the idea of supporting yourself with a business?
Yes, but right now that's not quite affordable.
Okay. It can sometimes work into that. But, so there's your answer, Jeff. But
Let's ask Barry this. Barry, what do you want to do?
Well, actually, I'd like to be in sales because I like to dig and find out details and then go from there.
That's a good choice. Absolutely. So what kinds of things do you see yourself potentially selling?
Gosh, many products, but probably in the health field. That's what I would be as far as have a mindset for.
Now, let me throw something out. You had a Whole Foods anywhere near you or a good health food store? You might want to consider that. Nutrition, health, with your intuitive skills, that would be very helpful. Nothing like helping people be healthier. That's a great reward. So there's a possibility.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
You would do well with health. That's definitely a focus that could work.
All right. Barry,
all right.
We wish you the best. Thanks for calling in. And consider that. It's a very noble and worthy thing to do, helping people.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Okay. Let's jump over to California very quickly and thank Robert for hanging on. Hello, Robert.
Hey,
welcome
Jeff,
to the program.
Long time. Remember me from Goleta Health Food Store and all that stuff.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Still alive, still kicking.
Good.
Bud. It was good working with you at the store.
Thank you.
You were saying that you were taking some herbs and stuff and it kicked the flu. I think people should know that.
Yeah, that's the Allicin C. That's the concentrated garlic with no odor. That's a wonderful product.
Yeah, you really got that done. I got some information on Waco. Additional information is coming back to life. It seems like they're advertising on TV. Colonel Bo Greitz was alive at the time. They said he was suicided or died just about after that thing occurred.
Uh-huh.
Colonel Bo Greitz told me that Waco, Texas was involved in, they were spraying CS gas. That was not pepper spray. It was a lie. And if you know, if you've ever been in the military, they burn a little rock of CS cube, and that's how it's the CS gas is made in the in compartment, and they shove you in there, and then you almost die, and they drag you out.
Well, that was a very tragic and ugly thing, Waco. No doubt.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
So that was CS gas they did.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 233 armor. That was not an FBI tank. The FBI said they had their own tanks. I think that's nonsense. I know I was in 233 armor, and I was assigned to go to Texas, and I know the 233 armor tank, and I knew the lighting as soon as I saw it on the tank. That was one of the tanks that were spraying CS gas, burning
right.
the CS gas and spraying it into the building and burning the building with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 233 armor, not the FBI.
No. All right. Madeline is here. Do you want to pitch out your
yeah.
birth information?
I'm a January 5th, 1957, 01/05/1957, same as Paramahansa Yogananda.
Happy birthday.
happy birthday
you.
Indeed, Robert.
Thanks, Jeff, man. I got to talk to you. I've got a case coming up. You'll see me in the news and stuff, and we'll get together on some stuff on it.
Okay.
I'm involved with a big corporation. I'm going to seize some of their assets. But
all right.
Yeah, what do you
What's
think
your
about
time?
My... I'm about 2 in the morning, I think.
Oh, you think, huh? Okay. We don't know if that's accurate then. What location were you born?
New York.
New York?
Long Island.
Long Island, okay.
Yeah, same area.
All right.
That's right next to the East West Bookstore.
Not quite.
Yeah, let's get out there. Yeah. Let's hear on the 20th of January of the East West, yeah.
There you go. Okay, so, yeah, so what does the happy birthday boy want to know?
Yeah, it is my birthday, and well, I want to tell your audience or ask you about biorhythm. I follow the 32-day cycle. It really helps me. I know when my cycle's high, which it is right now, and then I know when
you know that all your biorhythms are based on astrology.
Is that right? What planet?
Yeah, that's why you have
system?
To know your birth date to find them out. Yeah.
I kind of figured that. So there must be some kind of solar system or something that corresponds to a 32-day cycle. I don't know what it is.
Nobody talks about biorhythms much anymore. That was kind of a buzz thing a while back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it got out, if it leaked out that, you know, it was related to astrology or not. But, of course, if it did, then they would have shut it down. But, okay, so now, did you have a question? I lost track here.
I do have a question, and
okay.
it's about the biorhythm. I know you're into that sort of stuff, and I was, you know, the 28-day cycle is the moon,
right?
And that influences the women's menstrual cycle. It seems to me that some men are also on a 28-day cycle. They respond to the moon's cycles.
Well, everyone has a moon in their chart, and the moon actually has two different cycles because there's the cycle where it is basically, it spends, you know, about 2.5 days in a sign, see. So for it to go around, you know, the whole thing, you're talking, you know, a month is 29.5 days, according to the moon. That's where the word month comes from, is from the moon. Yeah, there's also the other cycle for the moon, which is about 28 days. So there's, you know, it depends on which way you're kind of tuned into it, as to whether it's 28 or 29 days, or almost 30.
Well, here's the strangeness of it. men seem to have a stupidity cycle, and women have an emotional instability cycle. Is that right?
That's
well,
pretty funny, Robert.
I think the situation is, and let me just make a comment about your own moon, which is at 0 degrees of Pisces. Now, Pisces is an emotional sign that wants to integrate or, you know, eliminate barriers. You see, it wants to kind of reach out to the world, so to speak.
All Pisces are the same. This is a Pisces thing, right? That's what you're saying? They're all the same.
No. Everyone is slightly different, but that is a kind of a basic instinct, is to sort of transcend barriers and go beyond with Moon in Pisces. So it's a naturally emotional Moon sign. So some people have their Moon in signs that are not typically emotional. Moon in Capricorn is not going to be emotional, whereas you're more attuned to being emotional than, you know, perhaps the average guy, and perhaps and in some cases, more emotional than some women. So it's more related to the sign than it is to the you know, gender per se. And
But we can we can choose our gender now. Remember, Madeline? Oh, it's Tuesday. I'm going to be a gal.
Yeah, that's right.
Politically correct, remember. Don't forget.
I saw somewhere that there are now 38 genders.
I'm sure there are.
Which is pretty scary. So
let's call them crypto genders. How's that?
Crypto genders? Oh, my God. So the thing about men and women in terms of emotional situation.
Here comes the punchline.
No, it's just that we're trained differently, right? So you guys are trained basically to ignore your emotions and pretend like you don't have any.
Use our brains, which we don't always have. Yeah.
You know? So, you know, it's more a matter of training. You see what I'm saying? It because you have, everyone has emotions somewhere in their chart. You see, it's not just gender. It's the training that the gender gets.
All right. Okay. We got that. Let's wrap it up. Robert, thank you very much for calling. Happy birthday indeed. Hope you have a wonderful night and a great year.
You should have a great year. Take those fortunate actions that I told you about earlier.
All right.
We'll do. We'll
be well. Take care, Robert. Okay. Thanks. Good night.
Bye.
All right. Now we're going to talk to another astrology wizard, Victor in Canada. You remember Victor? He's called in before.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Victor. Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm glad to hear those comments about politics that Madeline has been talking about. I'm expecting a big deal, a big revelations for the coming right up on Monday. Anyway, my birthday is October 24, 1944.
On Monday, you said, Victor. All right.
Hmm?
Monday. All right.
9:30 a.m. in Galt. It's now called Cambridge.
Cambridge.
Canada. Ontario.
Okay. Cambridge, Ontario.
It used to be called Galt. G-A-U-L-T?
Okay. I got it. I found it. Yep. Galt. Yep.
It's right next to the East-West Bookshop. Remember that. All roads lead
bad,
to the...
He's bad, isn't he? He's bad.
Right next door.
Yeah, that's right.
So I've been absolutely tortured, but getting you mentioned about getting messages and stuff, and I'm starting a second newspaper in a community paper, but a totally different mindset to do this in my hometown, Fergus, and I've just been totally tortured with messages on what it's going to look like and how I'm going to do this.
Messages from who, Victor?
Well,
the universe, of course.
The ethers. You're talking about the ethers. You're getting information.
Yes. And
so I want to be clear for our audience. All right.
Well, I've had messages before. Of course, I called 9/11 in August 20, 2001. I said there was going to be a tremendous. I had that in the paper. Tremendous transportation disaster, and also financial. And of course, within 30 days, both the stock markets and the airports were closed for five full days in a row.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I actually was on my way to Whistler, BC, when that happened. And of course, there was nobody there. Nobody. It was like a deserted town because, you know, no one could get in. No one could fly, you know.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
What's the question, Victor, for Madeline?
So on my chart, of course, that's what I mean about being tortured with these damn messages. That I'm so anxious to get the paper out on Monday, this coming Monday, and of course lines up with the astrology on my chart. But
right.
I always like to hear what somebody else said.
Monday is a very good day until it gets to be third quarter moon. Now. Are you on Eastern time over there? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's 5:26 p.m. your time. So if you are going to launch it that day, I would definitely be launched before that third quarter moon. You don't want to launch during that time. Yeah. If you didn't launch that day, I would recommend January 20th, which is the Saturday, January 20th. But the 8th is a very good time. Sunday is a reasonably good time, too, if you can go a day earlier. If you're ready by that morning, you know, that's... You see, what you're running into is that third quarter square with the moon, sun and moon, see? So you'd like to avoid that third quarter square. And so that's why I said you might want to back up to the Sunday if you can. I don't know if you can, but that's another possibility.
You mean this Sunday?
Right.
Yep, this Sunday. Okay. Yeah.
Can't bring the paper out on Sunday.
Well, I'll do a ceremony. I'll do something.
All right.
You've got Jupiter just about ready to run over your ascendant, and Pluto about to...
And Mars, on it, too.
Both of them, So, it's like a prime time for you to be taking these fortunate actions that are transformational.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's just driving me crazy. I haven't seen anything like this since 9/11, almost, when this time grabs me, so I can't help thinking that Monday or Tuesday the world. Who knows what the truth is? But if we're going to see that revelations about Hillary getting her house burned out and stuff like that,
That's right. What was that about? Are they burning the evidence? I don't know. I heard that was a Secret Service house, so I don't know what's going on there.
Well, that's what they claim, but I can't pin this down. But there's enough going on that there's something's gonna have to pop.
I agree. And, that cycle for the U.S., this is a U.S. cycle. Yes, Uranus is right now exactly square the USA Mercury.
So that is
that shocking news, you see. And I'm sure a lot of people will be shocked. I know many people who do not have a clue about the pedophilia situation.
No, that's right. And of course, Uranus, that's Trump, of course. He's...
That's Trump, of course. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no kidding.
The other thing, I know I know you have to go, but the other thing I was doing, my one advertiser in the paper has enough guts to keep his ad in the paper, in spite of the threat.
You're talking about the Toronto Street News or the new paper?
Yeah. The Toronto Street News.
Right.
So he has Bitcoin kiosks in his two businesses.
Oh, good for him.
And he gave me, he asked me about his astrology on it, and I said, well, I could never get a reliable date. So he gave me a date, and then, man, I looked at
Bitcoin dates. I did, and they're amazing. Those dates are amazing. I was quite impressed with the Bitcoin dates.
Yeah, so, well.
There's multiple ones, you know, depending on which date you're looking at, you see. But, yeah, the ones that I looked at were very good.
All right, final comment, Victor. Real quick.
Okay. Yeah, real quick. I looked up a little bit of research on the Bitcoin date or the chart, and you know what it comes back to? It's exactly what in 1934 when Roosevelt took all the gold off the market.
Wow, that's interesting. That's quite a coincidence, or is it?
So certainly to do with, like Madeline mentioned earlier, about currency, something happening with the currency. So,
all right.
We'll
see.
Coming up.
All right, Victor.
Uranus and Taurus is
you take
on the
care.
Way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks
okay,
for
thank
calling you. In, friend. All right.
Good luck, Victor.
Thanks.
Okay. Formally, the officials now are saying that the fire at the Clintons' home was in a building not connected to the main house.
Right.
It broke out in the bathroom, in the ceiling fan in the bathroom, and burned a small hole in the bathroom ceiling.
Firefighters are backing this up.
So
okay.
It was not anything dramatic other than the Clintons happened to have owned the property. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Let's go to Texas and say hello to Don next. Hello, Don. You're on the air, Don. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
We got you.
Yep.
All right. Hey, this is wonderful, wonderful. Madeline, my data is October the 26th, 1948, 3:28 p.m. in Vernon, Texas.
How do you spell Burnham?
Vernon.
Oh, Vernon.
V-E-R-N-O-N.
Okay, got it. All right,
so
and you said 3:28 p.m., right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure.
Don didn't keep his mother up all night, you see. He's very thoughtful.
That was a nice kid. Very good.
Mother, I'll tell you that.
That's because she appreciated you not keeping her up all night.
Yeah. I was fourth of four boys. They were sure hoping I was going to be a girl.
Oh, my God. I guess. Yep.
They had another boy later. I wasn't even the baby boy. Anyway, I'm an old burned out social worker who's really into spirit. And by the way, mm-hmm. Jeff, my higher self told me that I was impatient with Trump, too, about what you're impatient with him about. And my higher self told me to back off because it's a big, big, big job.
It's a huge job. Yeah,
sure.
It really is.
We'd prefer to have it done well than done fast.
Time will tell, my friend. We got it.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Madeline?
Yes.
3 or 4 years ago, I was listening to Father God from Hollow Earth. And he told me to buy some foreign currency. So I bought a little bit. And I started studying things like the Sumerian clay tablets and early ancient history. Learned all about the myth of some of what most people follow spiritually. And anyway, I'm a kind of a different cat. But I'm kind of wondering, and I got a girlfriend, too. I'm kind of interested in her. My sweetheart died she died on Valentine's Day 2 years
ago. Oh, golly, how awful.
But anyway, so I'm helping raise my 5-year-old granddaughter and helping my daughter and my son because they're struggling young ones. Anyway, I'm wondering, my big problem is, what am I going to do if I have all this money all of a sudden? My higher self suggested I open a state chartered credit union, which is an unincorporated credit union. Doesn't belong to the cabal. Yeah. Of course, I want to do local. I'm a social worker, so it was psychiatric social worker, retired. And so there's a lot of those people around here and in Wichita Falls where I used to work. I'm going to help them some. And but, gosh, does that sound, what is my...
A credit union. That's a very unusual thing to set your sights on. And you're going to go after all your old clients, I guess, and invite them to join?
No. Hey, Jeff, you got to understand, this is a gift from God, and I have to give most of it away.
Ah.
Yep. Like a humanitarian project, right?
That's why they gave me this information, to have some.
Right. I understand completely.
I'll tell you what, if I had known how big a job I was taking on, I don't know if I'd have
You might have said no thanks. No,
so
but it's good for light workers to take these projects on.
Yeah, Don, so what you're saying is, as I understand it, you came into some money, and you're thinking about setting up a credit union to help more people with it. If that's the case, that's extremely noble and a very wonderful thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. But you got to realize, Jet, money is debt. I don't want that debt. I want to ascend. I do.
Right.
I don't want to hang around here. But my job's going to be to give it away without judgment to people who need it more than I do. And that's right. Going to be nearly everybody.
That's right. That's
so
right.
I want to see what.
So let me just tell you a few things that are happening right now that are helpful. You are about to have a tremendous, or maybe have already had a tremendous, what I would call unexpected, fantastic opportunity. And and so
I'm waiting on the 800 number.
Oh, okay. Well, check in with me after this, and I'll give you some other opportunities too. But
I'm an old subscriber, by the way.
Oh, good. Good. Well, now
subscribers.
Oh, very good. Well, so this is happening now through maybe about March and April. Will probably be the last time it'll run through there. Uranus is going to trine your Jupiter and is in range right now, has been in range most of last year. So big things are possible, and it could be possible for you to start a credit union. That is a possibility.
You use that money to generate more money to help even more people. So,
yeah, one thing you might think about is micro lending, because sometimes people don't need a large amount of money to get started on a business or something like that. They just need something to get them going, you see. And so you might consider things like that as part of your strategy. Another thing you might look at is, I think there's a bank called Aspiration, Aspiration, and they actually invest the deposits of their company in things that are helpful to humanity. So it's an interesting idea. You might check them out and see if they have any ideas that you could somehow incorporate into your credit union.
Okay, and Aspiration.
Aspiration, yeah, Aspiration, Aspiration. And
got it.
Yeah, they're a very unusual bank,
well,
and anyone can have an account there. Yeah.
All right, Don, we've got to wrap it up and get one more caller in here. So follow your instinct.
What was that?
Would you like him to contact you?
Yeah, contact me, and I'll give you some other information.
Okay, Don. All right, you too. Thank you, Don. Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
All right, Don. Thanks. Okay, let's catch our last caller here. We have just enough time. Down in Alabama, And welcome to the program. Frank, are you there, Frank?
I am here, and thanks to both of you.
You bet.
And Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. Madeline, and how can I help you?
I have an unusual question.
Okay.
I'd like for you to talk about relationships within our family according to astrological signs. Now, my wife is an Aquarius, and our son is an Aquarius. Yes.
And is your son also, is he a firstborn, secondborn, thirdborn? What rank is he in the order of children?
He would be the secondborn.
Secondborn, okay. Secondborn always belongs to the mother, by the way. So that's very interesting that they have the same sun sign. And then what's your sun sign?
I'm a Leo, right on the cusp of Virgo.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and our little daughter is a Gemini.
Okay, so kind of right in between. So, and is she a firstborn, or?
No, she's the baby girl.
She's the baby girl, okay. And so she's what, thirdborn or something like that?
That would be right, yes.
Okay. Okay, so first of all, You and your wife are opposites, right? She's Aquarius, you're Leo, so you're the sun, and she's the air, right? That beats the sun, right? So
yes.
I know a little bit about this. So you're talking about one aspect out of 40 that are in a chart, you know, your sun.
Yes.
Okay, so... So that's a very tiny piece related to
Frank. Let me ask Frank a question. Frank, you asked about your family and astrology, and you're wondering about how things are going to fit together and meld. What are the obstacles? What are the positives? Is that what you're after?
Yes, I think so, Jeff.
Okay. He needs to know how his family is going to succeed, or if they're going to have rough times or good times, and what do you see? What kind of a mix is that?
That's actually a very positive mix, you see, because they're all air and fire. And so the younger daughter is kind of the bridge between the mom and the dad. And that is the actual job of the thirdborn, to be the bridge between the mom and the dad. The firstborn belongs to the father. Secondborn belongs to the mother. Thirdborn is the bridge. Now, Gemini is in between Leo and Aquarius, you see. So it is a bridge, and it's an easy bridge. And so it works very well, and you guys basically have a fire and air group, right? So it's helpful. Yeah, it's very positive.
So you don't see divorce anytime soon. Is that what you're saying, Madeline?
Well, I'm saying I don't see their charts, so I can't tell you that. But in general, their sun signs get along well.
Well, we got Frank has a good disposition. He's an even-tempered, pleasant human being. He's not a cruel taskmaster. We can tell that much, I think. So that's good.
And he's a Leo. Leos are very sunny disposition.
There you go.
Right? Yeah, and fiery. You know, they're like the sun. They're generous and high energy.
Now, his wife's an Aquarius.
Just don't ignore us.
Right.
Yeah, that's... don't ignore you is for sure. You know, that's a... Trump is Leo rising, so he's got the personality of a Leo. Yeah, so you know what that means. So, yeah.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Righto.
Okay, so generally speaking, we're looking good there as far as you just a cursory look.
Yeah, sun. Yeah, just for sun. Yeah, very good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very helpful.
All right, Frank, things are positive. Just keep at it. keep being pleasant and be a good, kind man like you are, and things should work very well. You got three great kids.
Oh, thanks so much to both of you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Take care, Frank.
And have a good evening. Bye.
All right, you too. So, such a job to be a wonderful parent now. It's the greatest job and the greatest privilege that someone can have. And it's always made me sad to see people who don't get that. They look upon parenting as being an invasive obstacle. They don't like it.
Well, they'll get to do it at some point, but that might not be their point.
Right.
You know, they don't have to do everything in one lifetime. They got tons of them.
Okay, that's true. All right, now I can't remember the name of that bookstore. I'm sorry.
East West Bookstore.
I'm kidding.
Seattle.
I'm kidding. All right, January the 20th at the East West Bookstore in Seattle. Okay.
Yep,
at
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock in the afternoon. Very good.
Yep.
Thanks, Madeline.
You're welcome.
All right, take care.
Have fun this month.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Okay, there goes Madeline. Up next for you, we're going over to England to talk to Howard Middleton Jones again about the great monuments, the magnificent mystery of the pyramids, the Sphinx, the Giza Plateau, and pictures to look at as well. Coming up next.